We've been talking all week about Friday's presidential election, when Czech American economist Jan Švejnár will challenge incumbent Václav Klaus for the post of head of state. But with less than 24 hours to go until MPs and senators gather at Prague Castle, a dispute over how to elect the president is threatening to overshadow the entire process, with some talking of a looming constitutional crisis. To try and shed some light on the matter, I'm joined now by Rob Cameron. Rob Cameron, what's gone wrong exactly?
Well, it is an unusual situation. It's a situation where the lower house, the Chamber of Deputies, and the upper house, the Senate, are at loggerheads as to how to elect the president. Now, in the past, elections have been a secret ballot. This time, however, the majority of MPs are in favour of an open ballot, and the majority of senators are in favour of a secret ballot. Now, if they can't agree on how to vote, and lawyers indeed differ on whether the lower house has the right to tell the upper house what to do, then Friday's election has the potential to descend into a long and drawn-out argument over political process, which will end with no presidential vote at all. And of course, some warn that this whole thing will culminate in a constitutional crisis.
But how is it possible that 18 years after the fall of communism, Czechs still haven't worked out their own constitutional system?
Yeah, it does seem rather amazing, doesn't it? But this isn't really about process. This is about politics. The division of power in the Czech parliament is such that essentially a candidate can only win if at least some MPs betray the party line and vote for the other guy. And this can only happen in a secret ballot because no MP is going to raise his hand and vote for the wrong guy when all his colleagues are watching. Now, in the lower house, the Civic Democrats, who support Václav Klaus, are hoping enough Social Democrats MPs who are supposed to be voting for Jan Švejnár will vote for Mr. Klaus instead. Now, the easiest way to prevent that is to force an open ballot, which is what the Green Party, who support Mr. Švejnár, and the Social Democrats, who will be embarrassed if some of their number do vote for Mr. Klaus, are doing.
But wouldn't it also apply the other way? Surely Jan Švejnár is hoping that some of the Civic Democrats would vote for him in a secret ballot.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. And it's not clear whether this strategy will pay off for Mr. Švejnár's supporters. A big unknown are the communists, who will say later today, later on Thursday, whether they want a secret ballot or not. So a lot depends on them. And there are also talks planned for Thursday evening between the leaders of the coalition parties. And so they might be able to pull off something at the last minute.
And what happens if they don't, and if there's no agreement before they are supposed to meet on Friday?
Well, that would most likely produce a stalemate, and almost certain there would be no vote, just a lot of talk about political process. And in the worst case scenario, the whole matter would go to the Constitutional Court. In fact, that's not the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario would be that the tensions within the ruling coalition, which are already quite fractious, would become so bad that the government would collapse over the presidential election. It probably won't come to that. But, I mean, the secret ballot is a touchy question. As the chairman of the Senate, Przemysl Sobotka, put it, the Roman Senate had this argument for 400 years and decided in the end that a secret ballot was the best solution. Now, he's a civic democrat and wants Václav Klaus to be elected, so of course he would say that, but I guess he does have a point.
Well, thanks for that, Rob Cameron. Interesting times ahead, perhaps. And we will, of course, be keeping you informed of all developments, surrounding the presidential election. So do join us here on Radio Prague over the next few days, or even perhaps over the next few weeks.